This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what I like to do with regular listeners? I'm going to do a shout-out to Johnny. Yes, what happened? Come on, that's the stage name, right? I'm only kidding, Johnny. Happy birthday to you. I love it when you guys let me know when your birthday is, where you're calling from, what you're doing, you know, what's going on in your life. I really do care, and I really do get a kick out of it. So I want you to have many more birthdays, because I need listeners. See, if you go away, then I'm down to 16. All right? So hang out. Bring the family. Bring the friends. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have many more. Seriously, I really do appreciate all of you who listen, who pay attention, who send me notes, tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm right, send me gifts. I take gifts, too. I don't just give stuff away. I'll take stuff, too. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, now I know you're used to David Fisher, but David is not the only smart guy on the planet that can talk to you about finances and such and, you know, where we're at with the economy, what we've got going on around it. Because I tell you what. There's a lot of things happening out there, and there's people who have, it's like everything else, people have a different viewpoint, or they have a different angle on the economy. They have a different angle on how to save money and how to make sure that you're safe and secure from a financial standpoint. So Arif Halaby is going to be joining us right after the break, and I got to get to this story, because it's driving me nuts. You know, I argue with you guys all the time about marijuana use. Mary Jane, dope. You know, they call it dope for a reason, okay? We'll leave it at that for the moment. But I get the biggest kick out of this because I keep arguing with you guys. This is not your, for lack of a better term, okay? This is not your grandfather's dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is so much different than what we had in the 70s. It's not the safe stuff at all. So you really have to be careful with it. Now they're saying that smoking marijuana, dope, okay, causes fertility problems because it makes men, now I love this, it makes men's sperm lazy. Why, is there women's sperm? Is this something that I didn't know about? Did I miss this in biology class? What happened? It says it makes them swim in circles. I don't know. I mean, I've seen people who've had too much to drink walking in circles. That's kind of the same thing, isn't it? But, you going to be okay over there? Do I need to go to a commercial break? Producer Tammy is gone, just gone. So men who smoke too much marijuana could face fertility problems because maybe I should have started smoking dope.
You really
oh, my God. I had a friend of mine in high school. I know his sister listens to the show, and she'll know who I'm talking about. They had 13 kids. Okay, either they had no TV or dad didn't know about this marijuana stuff. I don't know. So men who smoke too much marijuana could face fertility problems because the drug makes sperms mellow. How do they know? Did they even fill out a card? How do you know? Causing it to swim in circles. Cannabis, which is the most widely used illegal drug in Britain, tends to leave users feeling chilled out and relaxed. But now researchers have revealed that it has the same effect on sperm, and regular weed smoking can cut counts of cells by as much as a third. Which I guess for you guys who really want, you know, low population numbers, this is a good thing, right? Dr. Victor Chow at the University of British Columbia in Canada said the weight of the evidence is that marijuana probably has a negative impact not only for the sperm count, but for the sperm function. Previous studies have shown that marijuana can affect fertility by cutting sperm count and suppressing ovulation in women as well. Oh, this is great. So if you got some people that are a little off, maybe you can encourage them to smoke more weed as a family. They should do it together. And then they wouldn't produce as many offspring, and maybe this whole Antifa thing will eventually go away on its own. See, I'm for California breaking away. I really am. I think a couple things should happen. I think we should encourage them to start their own country. I think we should build a wall when it comes across Mexico along the southern border, have it come up, you know, between California, Arizona, Nevada, all of that, right? So we have a real solid separation line. Let them have all their whack laws. Let them bring in everybody they want to bring in. Let them do everything they want to do. Seriously. Okay? And I figured about 15 to 20 years, we'll be able to walk in and take the place back because there'll be nothing here. It'll be a dust bowl. They won't let the farmers have water because that's a waste of water. Somehow feeding people is a waste of water. Okay? I mean, they're going to bring illegals up here to do all the work that the Americans won't do. Well, they won't have Americans. They'll have... I don't know, what do they call it, Californians or something, whatever. Okay, they won't be able to do the work. I mean, they're just crazy people. And I'm going to do a story later on, but I'm just going to touch on it now. The city of Sacramento, where all the loons live, all our legislators are up there. There's something in the air up there. I tell you what. They just passed a law. They're going to pay gang members not to kill people. So now we're paying people not to break the law. Right? Think about that. Okay? What do you pick up a check every week and go, hey, I didn't kill anybody this week. Where's my money? And you know what? I'm not getting enough money. So maybe next week I'm going to think about killing somebody unless you're going to give me a raise. How do I get a raise around here? I mean, think about the lunacy of these people. And then in San Francisco, they're even worse up there. You can urinate, defecate in the streets up there, and you can't be brought in. So, there's progressiveness for you. That's progressivism. In New York City, right? If you're an American citizen and you get caught panhandling, you can be given a ticket. You will be fined. You will be given a ticket. However, if you're here illegally, you get a free walk. They can't give you a ticket. Just shoot me. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Again, get some coffee. Breathe deep. I got a lot of good stuff for you when you decide to break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Got a new chair. It's like breaking in a new car. Oh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows. You've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe shows me what a high IQ you have. Because I know, like I said, there's other shows out there not as good as this one. I guarantee it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We have a Facebook feed going. We have, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll up on our website. Just, look, we are like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. There's a million ways to get us. And if you want to, you hop on the website. We have We don't have those canned smartphone applications. We had custom applications made for us so you can watch live there. You can pick up the podcast. You can read some of the stories that are on the website. You can actually call or write or whatever during the show. It's really kind of cool. Take advantage of it all. And I do, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Look, we talk about finances a lot on this show, and we do that because I don't have a clue. So I bring other people who do have a clue on. Because really, we don't get it in school, and we don't get it in high school. They don't teach you even how to sign your checks, although I don't believe they should be doing that. Your parents should be doing that. But anyway, they don't really teach you about these things. They teach you about credit and how to get into debt, because those are all normal things. But they're not all normal things. They don't have to be. You don't saddle yourself with all that garbage. So I'm going to bring on an expert, because I am no expert. I call him a financial and an economy guru, Arif Halafi. I knew I was going to do that. You like that?
I've only known you, what, 12?
No. It doesn't matter how long. Listen, I don't even know my kids' names, dude. I look at them and go, hey, you one of mine? Anyway, Arif Halabi joins me. He's the CEO and founder of Total Financial Solutions. Arif, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun. I love your show. It's
yeah, that makes three of you now.
Yeah,
you, Arif, and me.
Well, look, you know, part of what I don't think people have ever figured out is how money works. And the really simple, it's actually pretty basic. If you think of it, 2 years old to 102, you touch money every single day. And I don't think people realize that we used to talk about this at the dinner table, but not anymore. And no. It wasn't money that we talked about. It was your profession. It was your way of building wealth. And when that switched about 120 years ago from your profession being your wealth, for example, if you were a chicken farmer and I was a shoemaker, you'd come along and your chickens were healthy and plump, and I was just a beginning shoemaker, I might be able to have to make 10 pairs of shoes for 4 chickens instead of 4 pairs of shoes, right? Because we would barter.
Right.
Well, bartering was made illegal suddenly because they cannot tax it. I can't cut your hair and you mow my lawn, or you watch my kids and I sew you a dress. That doesn't work anymore. So what changed is suddenly everybody's paid with money. And if people don't understand how money works, what takes place is this transition in the powerful now, if you will. I mean, listen, I'm not a conspiracy guy at all. I just think rich people make the rules. It's always been that way. If you were Cleopatra's friends and family, you did probably pretty well. You know, Genghis Khan, Fidel Castro, Napoleon, I don't know.
As long as you stay on the good side.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Make the rules. You win.
You know, I want to come back to a couple of things, though, here. First and foremost, what people are dealing with right now, their kids still wanting to go to college. You know that I'm a big career tech ed guy. I always have been. And I don't think we should be pushing. I think we should be helping kids find their passion first and then see where that leads them to college or trade school or working with Uncle Frank to learn, you know, his trade, whatever that is. And give us, you know, my understanding is college tuitions, college debt is just out of control, out of hand. Give me your big picture.
You're now at about $1.2 trillion in student loan debt, and you've got default rates that are hitting record highs, and here's why. The first thing people default on, believe it or not, has become student loan debt. Next is your automobile. Now, car loans have hit another considerable record high in default. So first we have student loans. Those have hit. That's the trigger. Second is car loans. That's why I think we're kind of getting set up here for a problem in the near future. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be long lasting until...
You're not the only one who's saying that. People are talking about another financial bubble because...
Huge bubble, I can tell you. Normally we have about a 55, 60 month increase and then about an 8 or 9 month decrease in the market. We're at 102 this month. We just hit 102 months of straight, basically, upward growth. That's a problem. There's no absorption because the money that is going around in circles has been going to colleges as a way for them to increase salaries, increase and pay for pensions, expand these college campuses to look like country clubs. And no longer are these people sitting along and saying, hey, I'm in a college scenario to learn. I'm going to college to be entertained, to stay here for my third and fourth year. Because colleges used to want to entice you to come. And they would say, hey, look, you come and go to school with us, and we're going to teach you the best. We're going to let you have an amazing access to alum that has never been that you've never been able to achieve before. And yet today, it's completely different. Look, think of it like this. Joe, when my mom grew up in a Michigan farm, 6 kids, truly a farm. You name the animal, they had it for them, for themselves, and they grew corn and wheat and eggs for sale, right? But what would happen is you'd have your children, and you'd say, listen, girls, you don't need to go to school. And if you do, go, okay, get to the eighth grade, but unless you're going to be a nurse or a secretary, there's no reason for you to continue with high school. Don't even graduate. But you would save up your money for that one child, oldest boy. Oldest boy, send him to school. Go find knowledge and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd sit there, and you guys would wait. You'd check your watch, 3, 4, 5 years, you go, and he's back. All right, tell us what you found out. Say, boy, would you, let me tell you what's out there. But today, knowledge comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose of college, if it doesn't get retooled, in my opinion, it's going to be this behemoth institution that has no use anymore except to funnel your payments between you and the federal government. It's a funky system.
Oh, listen, with the stories that I do every night about colleges, we do a segment every week. It's called the College Crazies.
What? Yeah, the Snowflake Report.
Yeah,
love
the Snowflake
it.
Report is what they want me to call it. And we actually have young people on to talk about what's going on in different colleges across the country. And I get a kick out of it because they're going, what are they learning anymore? They're not learning math and science. They're not learning their field. They're learning how to protest. They're learning how to come against white privilege. So, you know, they're learning how to go to a safe room if they don't feel good or feel right about what they're being taught. Harvard Law School, they petitioned to pull out the rape portion because it triggered a lot of the young ladies that were in the class.
Incredible.
Wait a minute. How do you protect somebody if you don't know about
look,
it?
Look, the lies that are being taught through and about colleges are only designed, I think it's the last straw. I mean, I see this as a desperation move. Colleges taking their cafeterias and their break rooms and turning them into literally full-on spas is driving institutions.
No, you're right about the full-on spas. We're going to go for a quick break because you know about capitalism. So we'll be back in a minute.
We'll be back.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More about your finances when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, be part of the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website. There's a live chat room up there for you older folks who refuse to have Facebook pages. So you can get up there. You can. I tell you, there are smarter people than I in that chat room. So if you really get bored with me, you can always head over there. But we also have a Facebook feed, and there's live conversation going on there as well. You can watch live. Why you want to watch radio live, I have no clue whatsoever, but whatever makes you happy. Anyway, I've asked an old friend, well, he's not old. Yeah, I guess he's old in time that I've known him, but Arif Halaby is joining me. He's, you know, my financial, or he's a financial and economic guru. I always get a kick out of listening to him. He has his own radio show, and He just lays things out. I love people speaking English. I don't like people who speak finances or any of that stuff because it just totally loses me. So he's the founder and CEO of Total Financial Solutions. Again, Arif, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Conversation, I think, forgets the fact that everybody just goes to work. They have a job. They live their life day to day. And yet people forget that nobody ever taught us how to speak the financial language. Look, think of it like this. When you grew up at the dining room table, it was rude to talk about money. We don't talk about money at the table.
No. No, you're right.
If I came and said, hey, Joe, how are you? Hey, nice shirt. Hey, how much did you pay for that?
Oh.
Mom and Dad would say, oh, kids, that's so rude. We don't talk like that. Or Daddy, he's a doctor. How much does he make?
You know, I remember my grandfather, and I know this is 117 years ago, but I remember my grandfather talking about money, but not at the table, as you say. It was embarrassing for you to have a credit card. It was embarrassing for you to
Right.
owe money on a car. Remember?
At the grocery store, remember the guy in front of you with the credit card, and you kind of go, oh, I feel so bad for him. They're putting groceries on a credit card. Oh,
Grandpa, you pull out the cash. But the only thing you were allowed to, and that was not, it was okay, was you were allowed to have a mortgage on a house.
Yes.
Because you were building for the family.
That's right. Yeah, because you didn't move. You stayed there one time.
Yeah.
That's why the loans are 30 years. You know that.
Yeah.
30-year mortgages. It's because that was the career span of somebody.
Now, that I didn't know. I didn't know that's what the 30-year came up with.
It was a not a random number. I mean, it was a number that said, okay, by the time, and remember, this is all a very male-dominated conversation back then, but they would say, okay, listen, you're still sowing your oats at 25 years old. So by the time you get settled down between 25 and 30, you're going to be 30 years with the plant, 30 years with the company, with the mine. We're thinking that's about enough for a mortgage. So that was it.
Wow. It's amazing when you go back and you look at history and you see, again, think about where we were back then. No credit except for the house. Today, you have, well, you're told, you're taught, you're trained, you have to have credit. You have to have debt. Don't wait for this stuff. Get it now, right?
And that transfer of conversation of do you have credit card debt or do you have debt, period, to how much debt do you have? That seems so basic. But yet today, because nobody ever really has a conversation about, hey, maybe I shouldn't have debt, or maybe I should at least think about how to use the debt, right?
Right.
I'll swipe my credit card for points or for miles, and then I could fly at a discount or for free on certain airlines or get rental car. Those are all okay. But because you might have a $5,000 balance or limit on a Visa or a MasterCard doesn't mean you can spend $5,000 more. It just means it's another way to spend the money you already earn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
No, I love these young kids who go, what? I have to pay that back?
Yeah.
Right?
I have more checks in the... my Visa still swipes. What do you mean?
Let's go back to the college stuff, though, because I know parents want their kids to have a good education. They want them to be able... You know, I mean, most parents want their kids to be better off in life than they were. But, you know, I did a story a couple of weeks ago that 61% of the new jobs, 61% of the jobs out there today don't require a college degree. So why are you spending 80 to 120 grand to send your child to college?
Listen, I had my son had broke his hand some time ago and had to get an x-ray, and they said, well, let you know what the results are tomorrow. Like, what do you mean tomorrow? Oh, yeah, well, we send it to India, and a doctor reads the x-ray. Now, we're going to give you preliminary. We're going to put a cast on it. But we're going to get all the details from the MRI and from the x-ray because it was a pretty bad break. But we'll get you those details tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, the doctor in India will read it by tomorrow. Do you understand? They can take, listen, they can't take every single doctor, but they can have a physician overseas, but you can't send a plumber. Listen, my house is a lake. Oh, no problem. Well, he'll be on the first jet from Pakistan. No. That's why plumbers can earn and do earn more money than some physicians. In fact, you want to know something even more amazing? Number one occupation that files bankruptcy? Physicians.
Wow.
Not because they're bad or dumb. I think they're brilliant, of course.
Yeah.
But it's because nobody taught them about money.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
Back to my story, right? You're an amazing chicken farmer.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter anymore how well you manage the money that you're paid by being a chicken farmer. And me, as a shoemaker, suddenly that changes everything. That's why certain fast food hamburger restaurants have a chain on every, you know, in every other block, because they don't care about the hamburgers. They care about the money and the real estate. They're not paid in hamburgers. It's not a bartering system anymore.
Did you see the McDonald's story a couple of weeks ago?
Who said I was talking about McDonald's? No.
But that's where he made the money.
Truly,
he became the real estate.
Look at Golden State Foods, those trucks. Guess who owns that company? Guess who you have to buy the straws from, the hamburger patties? Guess who owns the bakery? Guess who owns the beef farms? Guess why McDonald's doesn't have onion rings? So blow your mind.
I don't know why.
Because there isn't enough onions in the world, and it would make the price of onions be so high, it would not be possible.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's why it took them so long to come out with the McDLT, because there weren't enough tomato farms. They had to go regional. They had to come under assumed names, just like Walt Disney did down in Florida. When he was buying up land, McDonald's had to come in with special contracts and names and say, this is just Mary Smith buying these tomatoes.
That's hilarious.
So they wouldn't gouge him. Incredible, huh? You think about this. Because the process is, they're still teaching you how to, bell rings, stand up, bell rings, sit down, show up, sit down, go, paycheck. It's Martin Luther King, Memorial Day, Labor Day, holiday off, go home, come back. As instead of thinking... Listen, I love education, but don't think it has anything to do with wealth, health, happiness, success. You need to go to college for some people. Fine, I get it. But don't think it's the same thing as it used to be.
Yeah, but to your point earlier, look, I know guys near us that are plumbers that are making more money than attorneys that I know, and they're not lousy attorneys. They're good attorneys.
Yes.
All right? And that didn't require a college degree. But where they blow it, you know, years ago, one of my other lives, I was an electrical contractor. And the hardest thing I had, and I had enough sense to reach out to other people, was the business side of it.
That's
I didn't
right.
understand about that. I didn't understand about putting money away for equipment to replace equipment. You just bought it when you needed it, but there had to be money in the bank for it. But we were making money hand over fist, the same thing with some of these other guys, and they didn't require a college degree.
The basic business knowledge, I think, needs to be taught in the 10th grade, because that's when you still think you can be an astronaut. That's when you still think you can start today, you know, your next internet company.
But, Eric, when I went to one of the local high schools in 2 years in a row to talk to in a business class, both years I went, they were talking retail. They were teaching these kids about the mall. There was an actual a model of the mall, and they were explaining that. And I said, what about the plumber, the carpenter, the mechanic? What about the mechanic? And then, you know, the CPA. You got to go to a CPA. You got to do your taxes. Why aren't you teaching about all these other areas of
life?
Right. They weren't. Everything was retail.
Because you can't send your job to fix your car overseas. You can't send your air conditioning repair person overseas. Your air conditioner is going to be stuck to your home. Your car is going to stay within a few miles of your house. You need to get it fixed. Why I think this is a huge game changer is because now knowledge comes to you. It used to be knowledge is power. Today I think it's a lie. Now I don't think it's a lie like people are saying, I'm going to lie.
Right.
I think it's a lie because it's just not true.
Right.
Knowledge isn't power anymore. It's the proper use of the proper knowledge. And people will say, oh, the same thing. No. It's called wisdom. Let's not forget that. It's wisdom. Mm-hmm. Knowledge isn't power because knowledge comes to you. The former CEO of Apple Computer, I had him on my radio show some time ago. Cook. And Paul Cook, is that right?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Paul, you know, what's happening? He said, look, Arif, this is the bottom line. There is, today's young people need to understand it is no longer the job of anybody to find the answers to a question. He goes, that is over. It used to be you were constantly seeking answers to questions. Today, you need to find entirely brand new questions to ask. And we have trained these people for the wrong set of skills. I thought, man, this is a 70-year-old man who gets it, who's on the cutting edge.
Hey, my dad used to say, as soon as you get all the answers to life's questions,
you're dead.
They're going to change life's questions. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
Man.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am going to go off in the third hour. So if you're around in the third hour, we're going to talk about all the crazy stuff going on. I want to talk to you about my plans for the newest Great Lake called the North Korean Great Lake. I think it would be a good thing to do. They need fresh water there anyhow. So we'll talk about that. You know, we've been handling this guy, or this country, for decades. We've been handling them the same way, and it's gotten us nowhere. And we're complaining. I love Maxine Waters. She's concerned. Now, Chuck, I want you to think about this. If you got liquid in your mouth, swallow it now. She's concerned that if that little fat Asian guy over there sends nuclear bombs to America, that President Trump will get us into a nuclear war. Think about that. And she wants to run for president.
Yeah, her and Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh.
They have amazing things that they talk about.
I don't know if you heard earlier. That's the Democrat A-team. You got Jackson Lee, you got Waters, you got Pelosi, you got...
Amazing.
I mean...
The Sandy Hook hurricane, remember?
They got that.
I was like, no, they're trying to give you... They're giving you a softball. They're trying to fix it, lady.
Who was that guy that was worried that Guam was going to tip over because we had too many military men on one side of the island?
Yeah.
My God, and you got... No. Now, see, you pressed the hot button for me. And you people keep electing them.
That's right.
You know they're the... Anyway.
Well, half of them don't even live in their districts. Maxine Waters doesn't even live in her district.
She lives in a $4.5 million home outside her district.
Yeah. Her and Tom Bradley, folks, the local mayor of LA.
Anyway, that's Arif Halaby joining me right now. He's our financial and economic guru. He's CEO and founder of Total Financial Solutions, heard on a regular basis. Arif, first of all, if they want to check you out, how do they find you?
Yeah, you can always go to tfswealth.com. It stands for Total Financial Solutions. So tfswealth.com. And let me give you the 800 number, because you can get a hold of us. We're licensed in, I think, 14 states.
Yeah, the first call's free.
I love it. Yeah, that's right. 800-990-7344. That's 800-990-7344.
We say that like it's a big deal. And I know, don't get upset with me, but everybody has cell phones now, right? When was the last time you saw a long-distance call?
Truly.
Charge on your cell phone?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, and then people will call, and I love it, you know, but we, you guys know that you're in an 800 number, even if your number is blocked, whenever you dial a toll-free number, your number pops up.
Yeah.
Regardless if you have a restricted number, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So no, I love it. I love this stuff. I get the biggest kick out of it. All right. Let's finish up with the college loans quickly, because I want to talk about how this state is going to sink under the pension load. But colleges, you don't have to get into that kind of debt for your kids to get an education.
It's one of the biggest, I think, one of the biggest scams going, and I use that word not lightly. I use it on purpose because I think it's not what you think it is. That's the biggest problem. What is a scam? It's you think you're buying something or receiving something that you're not really going to get. And when you have an art history degree and an English degree, both of them are amazing, and I hope that is your passion because it isn't mine, and I want you to like it because I don't, and that's great. But don't borrow money to go get it. If you want to pay with your own money to get a degree in female, history or, you know, they have...
Feminine studies, right? Women's studies or something like
that's
that.
That's great. I just don't know what kind of a career path that is. But if you're going to use your own money, that's great. It doesn't matter. But don't try to go to school with information that you've learned about a career in which nobody wants to hire you for. It's a trick, folks, because it's great that you're passionate about it. It's great that you really believe it. And if you're in the chat room, you saw me write this earlier, 1 + 1 = 2, whether you really, really, really believe that it's 4, or 1 + 1 = 2, whether you feel like, listen, you're passionate about 1 + 1 = 19, and it's still 2.
Yeah.
Math and logic, folks. It's not hard.
My kids would ask me for money, but they always had, you know, the kids always have a different term for money, right? And I would just stare at them, and they go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't give you something if I don't understand what you want from me. So you have to use my language.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to use right. So it's basically the same thing.
And today the folks are really trying to figure out, I think, really trying to figure out this new wave of the economy. And when you can go to a coffee shop at 11 o'clock in the morning and you see somebody there with jeans and a T-shirt and flip-flops, which I never knew why that all matches, but they did, it does, and you see them sitting in the corner with the $3, you know, coffee, and they're on a computer. I'm like, man, I'm stopping here with a suit and tie on my way from or to someplace. How is this person affording to be here? I don't know. It's because it's a new world, right? It's an economic world.
Well, think about those places. Look, first of all, I don't know about you, but I wasn't always one to put my business out everywhere. So if I'm doing a business call or I'm doing something, I'm not doing it in the middle of a coffee shop. But you hear these people. They got the earbuds on with the Apple phone and the computer, and they're, yeah, okay, I'm working on a contract right now, and if we can get Frank to come down to... I'm going,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to hear this. And why do you want me to hear this? Because it's not going to make me feel any better or worse about you. I don't care.
Look, colleges are supposed to teach you how to think differently than you thought, than you were kind of limited to at home or at the high school. You were limited to whatever ideas were surrounding you. And then when you went to school, it was a little bit more. Then when you went to college, it was supposed to be a greater amount of ideas. But when I speak at college campuses and when I would go around, I would walk into the cafeteria and you would see the Chinese students there and you'd see the African-American students over here and you'd see the white students over there. And I go, wait a second. You know, and heaven forbid you call a Japanese student a Korean student. You go, wait a second. What are these different associations and why are people doing this? They're supposed to be together. They're supposed to have ideas where they're not in their little corners and, you know, coming up with a homogeneous echo chamber. It changed the world. I couldn't believe it. When I first saw that, it shocked me.
Yeah, well, I joke today in a serious way, though, that Martin Luther King is on his knees in front of God going, send me back. Something went wrong.
That's right.
Okay, the segregation on college campuses today, there's segregated orientation, segregated dorms, segregated graduations.
We need to start it right here, Joe. You're an American of Italian descent.
I am.
And I am an American of Lebanese descent.
There
That's it. Not a Lebanese-American or Italian-American or Jewish. No, we are American.
And my
first.
Ancestors were excited about being here, couldn't wait to get here, gave up everything to come here. And you say to people, they came here for the dream. That dream still exists.
Yes.
But I believe it still exists. But you got to want it, and you got to work at it. And you can't allow people to come here. And I'm not beating on illegals, but you can't just come here, skip the line, not pay any. It just defeats the whole purpose of working to get here.
There's solutions to all of this, and it's easy to do if everybody would just get off of their, you know, ideological
emotional
horse. It's very simple. You just create a work visa program. While you're building the wall, you can do work visas here. You have to have a round-trip ticket, open-ended, right? Airline ticket. It's what they do in parts of the Middle East. You want to come from Singapore or Sri Lanka and you want to work, fine. You got to prove that you have health insurance for the folks. You have to have a certain money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You have a reason.
Right.
What's the job? You have to show that they have an open-ended ticket to return. Who's responsible for them? And they got to check in every month at the, it's basically like an employment center. Hey, I'm still here.
But Eric, part of what we forgot about is the legal residence. You could be a legal, you don't have to be a citizen. We don't have to give everybody citizenship.
That's right.
Legal residency here. It's a whole different animal. It's easier to do. This is why I don't have sympathy for some of the people. Forgive me. I know this whole DACA thing is coming up this week. We're going to talk about it. But give them legal residency, you know. Why haven't you tried in 22 years? Why haven't you really made an honest attempt to become a legal resident?
If you're 18 years old in 18 minutes and you haven't gone in and put in your paperwork to be an American citizen legally and done whatever, you say, listen, I get it. I was 2 years old. I didn't know anything else. If you're showing me, or you say, you know what? I missed out. So I'm going to join the military. I'm going to show how much I love this country because this is how it worked out for me. I don't know. There's probably 20 different solutions, mm-hmm. but none of it is, oh, and by the way, you just get to come here and do look, my family worked hard. They had to come to the United States, yeah. sleep in the back of places just to get by. I mean, it's different.
Those things are gone, though. You realize that the generation, the young kids today, I know it sounds something like your grandfather or my grandfather said,
yeah.
but it's true. They don't have World War II people living in their house and telling them stories about what they went through. They don't have people who actually came here on a boat and, you know, spent 30 days in the ocean trying to get here. So they don't understand any of that. They only hear the stories of the plight of the people that came over the border to get away from whatever. That's all they hear anymore. They really don't understand what it took to get here.
Travel the world, folks. See what it's like to live in other places. I've been blessed. My dad worked for the airlines, and my wife and I have been able to travel outside of his career as well. 47 countries, I think, on 5 continents. I've seen the poorest of the poor, the wealthiest of the wealthy. I've seen them all and admired some and felt horrible for others. But you've got to understand that the system is not set up in the United States to accept everybody. We can't even handle what we currently have in an honorable way. So you need to build it where it can come. But financially, folks, the system is not set up for you to win. It's just set up. Succeed if you will. It's up to you.
Well, yeah. So listen, you have about 30 seconds. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can pick up your podcast. I'm sure you have those as well.
Yeah, you can go to tfswealth.com. Stands for Total Financial Solutions. We're in the Los Angeles area. We have a few offices here, and then we have clients in about 15 states. But really, our purpose as a firm is safer money. We avoid the market. We think there's a big crash coming. It's not just me thinking about it. There's enough data I can show you, as well as some of your other friends are focused on the same thing. I think there's some big changes coming down the road.
No, you're a good company because I've had plenty of people tell me that the bubble is there. It needs to pop. There needs to be a reset. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming. Look, and I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Next hour, it's going to be Joe Unhinged. I have about had it with all this craziness that's been going on. So we're going to talk about the new Great Lake known as North Korea. Talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't go far.